of Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be back. I'm your host, Doug Owen, and I am the owner, operator, and senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com. It's been 2 weeks since we did the last Blacklisted Radio podcast, so a lot has happened. The world continues to fascinate and amuse me, especially when it comes to geopolitics and Donald Trump. Let's just say that the constant media stimulus is at an all-time high. I don't know where in my life we've seen so much focus on the political assassination or media assassination of a president. I wasn't alive during the Nixon era, so some of you that are a little bit older than me, a little bit more seasoned, may remember that. But anyway, if you want to be part of the show, lots of ways to do that. Go to blacklistedradio.com. We have an interactive chat room there, and there's already some lively discussion. I am in there. Sometimes I don't make it till midpoint in the show. I neglect the chat room. I forget you out there. Also, all of the people that listen to this show on RBN, you can call in 800-313-9443 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can check it out there. Lots of stuff. Pretty excited about a good friend of mine, Michael Herzog, coming back to the airwaves. Honestly, I haven't been able to listen to much of his show. I tuned in, I think it was last week, and lots of trolling on the broadcast. And you know, that's one of the things about taking phone calls. Sometimes they're pretty fun, and even trolls can be entertaining radio from time to time. If they get under your skin and derail the conversation when you're really trying to make a great point, then you know, I guess that's kind of the whole idea of derailing the show. Feel free to derail. We have a full spectrum analysis of a lot of things, including culture, art, music. I don't like to, you know, I get this a lot. What's your show about? What is your show? And I don't know. I don't know how to put it into a box. Speaking of the show, the media circus this week has surrounded the firing of James Comey, head of the FBI. Now, this has sent the media, especially the Democrats, into a crazy hyperbolic state. The calls for impeachment, the calls for, of course, Mr. Trump's taxes. There is rumor today that there's a possible indictment. Chuck Schumer and the gang want a special prosecutor with subpoena power to be able to go after Donald Trump and his ties to Russian oligarchs and all of that. And, of course, they're saying that the firing of James Comey is a way to stymie this alleged investigation into Donald Trump and the Russian election meddling. I don't even know where to start. I mean, the tweets from the president are just, I don't know. The guy doesn't do himself any favors. And, I can see that maybe the hardcore supporters are, you know, that's why they voted for Trump. The brashness, the completely different way of doing business in Washington, politics not as usual, and that's what we're getting. So let's just talk about James Comey. Why did he get fired? Obvious question, and I'm sure it has a lot to do with James Comey's relationship to the Clintons. Now, we have to go into the Wayback Machine to kind of look at a historical perspective of the criminality of the Clintons and their very convenient relationship with James Comey, who has provided cover and protection specifically in 2001 when he was the acting U.S. attorney. So the Clintons were being investigated. There was an FBI probe in 2001 into the last minute pardonings of Mark Rich and Pincus Green. Now, if you want to look up a guy that is, he's the archetype of, Israeli Jewish criminal banker type. I mean, he's that guy. Mark Rich got on the radar and got into a little trouble when he was doing business with Iran during the Iran hostage crisis. And he went on to, you know, had lots of nefarious dealings. And specifically in 2001, he and three other guys were robbing the state of New York. They had a scam to steal money that was earmarked for community development and trying to help the poor. So, I mean, really just the scummiest of scummy people. Stealing from people, you know, and government, giving to the poor. Well, his wife, Denise, who is another Jewish princess, gave Hillary Clinton $450,000. And when she was running for the New York Senate, she won. And just a few days after that, Bill Clinton decided to give clemency. Mark Rich is dead now, and he never came back to the United States, died in Switzerland. But it shows you the cronyism. After all of this, I mean, it was, I mean, just blatantly, painfully obvious that this was a payoff to the Clintons. And interestingly enough, Comey was very enthusiastic. This comes from Josh Gerstein about the Clinton probe. FBI Director James Comey, blamed by many Democrats for costing Hillary Clinton the presidential election last year, was excited about pursuing a criminal investigation into President Bill Clinton's most controversial pardons. More than a decade ago, newly released FBI files show an FBI memo about the grand jury investigation into Bill Clinton's last-minute pardonings of Mark Rich and Pincus Green says that when Comey was about to take over as U.S. attorney in Manhattan in 2001, he expressed strong interest in the case. And, of course, he went on after that to make a lot of money with Lockheed Martin. And let's see. How did it here? This circus is just... And the cronyism is just kind of off the charts. So, you know, the Democrats hated James Comey because they blamed the loss of Hillary Clinton and the rise of Donald Trump and his, well, whatever it is. I mean, people have basically said that he's a fascist, racist. I mean, just every horrible adjective you could add to somebody's character. And they wanted him gone. But now, all of a sudden, there's a 180, and they think this is appalling, and this is some way to stop the potential alleged FBI investigation ongoing into Donald Trump and the Russians. Now, of course, you know, this whole Russian thing was really concocted by the Democrats. And since the election, since, you know, probably prior to January 20th, the Clinton machine has been pushing this narrative. Now, of course, you know, Donald Trump has done business with Russian people, international business, finance. I mean, there's this great Dutch documentary I watched last night that ties Donald Trump to diamond investors, diamond miners, the Israeli government, people like Netanyahu. And yeah, a lot of these dudes are not so great. And they do have ties to Vladimir Putin, selling diamonds in Russia and diamonds in the U.S. Anybody that doesn't realize that, and interestingly enough, a lot of this is coming out of George Clooney's Blood Diamond expose. He's created a think tank to expose this. So this is on Hollywood's dime, mind you. So it's very interesting to see all the players that come into this. But it's very interesting. It's not shocking at all. International business billionaires, they do business. I mean, when you look at Lockheed Martin, they're doing a lot of business with the Saudi Arabians, the Qataris. We saw a lot of that this last week, multi-billion dollar deals to a lot of despot dictatorships. So, you know, that's not atypical. It's pretty normal, really, when you think about it. But interestingly enough, Lockheed Martin gave more than $6 million the year that he was the vice president, as the vice president of the company. He ended up getting $6 million in compensation. They gave Bill Clinton over $250,000 to deliver a speech in 2010. They gave a lot of money to the Clinton Global Initiative. And in 2010, under Comey, Lockheed Martin won 17 approvals for private contracts from the Hillary Clinton State Department. Also, he worked at HSBC. We know about the drug dealing, drug money laundering scandals, and all of this while being a board member. We've talked about it a lot. HSBC Holdings and its various philanthropic branches routinely partner with the Clinton Foundation. For instance, HSBC Holdings has partnered with Deutsche Bank through the Clinton Foundation. James Comey's brother-in-law was doing taxes for the Clinton Foundation. He was living in a home that James Comey had pulled the mortgage for or owned the mortgage for. I mean, so when you just kind of look at this incestuous relationship, and of course, toppled, I guess, with this prevailing rumor, and that is that James Comey would not persecute or prosecute Hillary Clinton. And now they're saying that Donald Trump asked James Comey to pledge his allegiance to him. I don't know about that. You know, you have to take what you hear in the media with a grain of salt. So James Comey is definitely a Clinton operator, and I don't think that it's shocking that Donald Trump wants him out of power. And when asked why he fired James Comey while he was meeting with Henry Kissinger, and that's where we're going next, he said because James Comey was doing a bad job. So I don't know. Will the sealed indictments come out? Will we see impeachment processes going forward? Will we get a special prosecutor? All of those things kind of hang in the balance. So one of the things, of course, that's in the focus right now is the threat of North Korea. And, well, Donald Trump took a lot of heat for saying that he would be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un. Now, the media plays this up as, of course, you know, this is just horrific and makes absolutely no sense. But an interesting piece really, I thought, highlighted a lot of why, people like Kissinger see an opportunity here with the left and the right. You know, one of the things the U.S. would love to do is crack that North Korean nut. They'd love to get into North Korea. And, you know, we've had a pretty much a non-communication situation with North Korea for years. Now, Donald Trump, you know, he is seen by a lot of bad people in the world as a guy they can respect. You have Kim Jong-un giving him praise, or at least, you know, saying that he wants to have some kind of communication. That came out this week. One of his diplomats at least said this. You have the Philippine president slash dictator, war on drug, murderer that he would like to meet with Donald Trump. So a lot of these rogue countries that previous administrations would have never had any kind of conversation with, those opportunities are now open. Henry Kissinger sees this. So Henry Kissinger enters into the White House circus. Pretty interesting timing, considering that he was just recently in Russia, and Kissinger is still very active in the academic world, the Brookings Institute, another very prominent or prestigious think tanks that represent blue chip Fortune 500 companies, and you know, the expansion of U.S. empire, the big oil companies, energy, technology, all of these corporations are bits and pieces to this overall effort to globalize the world. One of the things that's bringing the Chinese into the 21st century is this technology, much of which the U.S. is developing. Sure, they have lots of information systems and plenty of manufacturing, but the core of their markets are not domestic; they're international. So this situation with China, with North Korea, and other partners, South Korea, Japan, the tension there. Of course, this is a boon for the military-industrial complex. The solution is more weaponry, more armaments, and more money to protect the companies that are doing business in these regions and allies. I mean, one of the things that really makes the situation in Korea especially bad is that, yeah, we might be able to shoot down a North Korean ballistic missile that heads to the U.S. We just had one yesterday that fell about 60 miles from Russia. I'm sure the Russians aren't too thrilled about that. Maybe they are part and parcel, and this is a lot of theatrics for the masses. But it's very interesting to see what will take place. A lot of the traditional partners that, of course, the Marine Le Pen defeat, the Rothschild banker, and guy that fell in love with his teacher that's like 30 years older than him, Macron, or as I like to call him, Macaroon. It's the winds of change. Angela Merkel has regained power, and she was the first person that Mr. Macron called after winning the French election. So the winds of change in Europe are definitely swaying. You have the rise of what some would call the nationalist or right, the Euroskeptics, people like myself that think that states and nations should have sovereignty and should be able to run their own affairs. But quite honestly, that's up to the people of those nations. And having a non-elected central system like that extends the Troika out of Brussels is not something that I would enjoy. So anyway, we'll continue the conversation. Plenty to get into. Your calls as well ahead right here on Blacklisted Radio.
J. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Blacklisted Radio. Comey, Comey, Comey. So anyway, Kissinger knows about presidents getting impeached. It's a good person to talk to if you want to get a perspective on how not to get impeached. And, I think the jury's still out. People see this rift within the deep state. I know people like Steve Pizniak and other quote-unquote insiders, people with knowledge, at least, claimed, have expressed this. And that's what we see kind of manifesting, or at least that's what it seems from a third party, standpoint. And a removed look at what's happening today shows how we have the establishment and the media, and then we have Donald Trump, who definitely represents a financial class, and people he surrounded himself around, ExxonMobil, Goldman Sachs, the military industrial complex, Israel, a lot of Saudi Arabia. I mean, when we look at the big power players that are still dominating most of U.S. foreign policy, it's much the same. Now, I saw a funny meme today. My wife shared that with me. By the way, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I want to thank my wife gave her a few hours off and did the third annual breakfast in the morning. Got a 4-month-old, so she still had motherly duties, and I appreciate her time tonight, giving up some of her mother's eve for me to do this show. But anyway, you know, this meme, it had a frog on it. It wasn't Pepe, but it was, and it said, you know, so Trump fired Comey. Hillary Clinton would have killed him. And interestingly enough, we go into the Wayback Machine one more time. Bill Clinton fired his FBI director the day after Vince Foster died. Published an article on that this week. Interesting timing. You know, and that's what people are so, I guess, freaked out about. And that is this interesting timing right after this, you know, exposing of the Russian Trump connection and the FBI going after him. Not that James Comey, this figurehead, would probably steer much of that investigation. And believe you me, I don't think that people that are embedded in the FBI fear Donald Trump. So there you go. Interesting historical perspective. The mafia actually had blackmail material on the former director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, which made Hoover reluctant to pursue organized crime aggressively. The material was evidence of his homosexuality and transsexualism. And I look at J. Edgar Hoover, and I think that there's some definite parallels between him and James Comey, guy that has done a lot of dirt. He's made a lot of money, deeply entrenched in the system, and he has a certain amount of power over people in politics, and definitely has a little bit of power over somebody like a Donald Trump, who has probably done a lot of dirty business with a lot of, you know, unscrupulous people. I mean, just looking at the Trump Institute, the Trump College, he's sold his name to a lot of barkers, and, you know, I mean, as a, you know, Trump wine, all of these companies, I mean, I'm sure are not, you know, the most honest, but, you know, look at the U.S. ties to the United Fruit Company. I mean, I could take you through history and show you all of the crony capitalism that has benefited politicians past and present, and international interests in financing campaigns of people like John McCain, on and on and on and on and on both sides of the aisle. It's not a left or right thing. It's just how politics works, how lobbying works today. And yeah, there's a lot of companies out there. I think it's kind of Orwellian, you know, that, you know, we look at somebody like, I don't know, Raytheon, and think, oh, well, how virtuous, how wonderful, you know, the products they make. I think that was a John McCain comment, you know, the wonderful missiles that Raytheon makes. Well, of course, they make a lot of them in Arizona, so that's his constituency. A lot of people that live in Scottsdale are, you know, people that are making money off of missiles. But somehow that is more, I don't know, acceptable than people that, you know, make money off of diamonds off the backs of the slaves in Africa, and, you know, commit human rights violations. I mean, if you're doing a lot of business with China, chances are there's some not so wonderful things. You know, if you own an iPhone, there's probably some people that are being exposed to all sorts of caustic chemicals and working, you know, conditions that are pretty subpar. You know, 70-hour plus. So get off your soapbox, all of you pretentious snowflakes out there. We'll be back on the other side. We'll switch gears and get into some more current events and talk with you. 800-313-9443, or text me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no.
Selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 11.
has a tie to white privilege and institutional racism. I'm not even going to try to break that down or just look at the logic, but I guess, you know, it would make more sense to have a tax on, I don't know, like luxury taxes, people that have yachts, people that really do enjoy a certain amount of privilege. Now, maybe the amount of melanin in your skin some places may, you know, change the way a police officer treats you. No doubt about it. I mean, there is, you know, people out there that are racist, even people that, especially in power in, you know, policing, that judge people based on the way that they are dressed. There's a lot of things that go into it. It's not necessarily just the skin color. It could be the area you're in, other circumstances, things that, you know, definitely paint somebody's perspective, and that's real world interactions with people. But so there is, you know, racism, and there is privilege to a certain extent, but the real privilege in this country is financially. I mean, we don't just live in a country where one color or one race of people are doing well, that are prospering. I mean, if you look at some of the richest people in this country, I mean, Jay-Z, Beyonce, NFL quarterbacks, you look at pop culture, there are a lot of Oprah Winfrey. I could give you a lot of people that enjoy privilege, and it's not because they're black and or white. They are rich, and so, you know, a lot of it, you know, they want to kind of, you know, not talk about the war on drugs. Let's not talk about the systems that engender systemic racism and poverty. Let's talk about what pronoun we have to identify each other as. It's a lot of obfuscation. It's a lot of I think divisive tactics to get people to turn on one another rather than to kind of unite and, you know, build solutions together. Jeff Sessions, somebody who just I think is the pinnacle of horrible old man, just somebody who takes money from lobbyists and does not care. He wants to bring back the war on drugs. He wants to bring it back to the 1980s. He's telling prosecutors across the country to go after drug dealers and go after them hard. And this in response to the opioid epidemic, the crisis in this country, the Oxycontin crisis. Great piece that we put on Blacklisted News yesterday talks about the company, the family that makes billions of dollars off of the crisis in this country, and that is Oxycontin. They're named the Sacklers. Never hear of them. Don't talk. There's not much talk of them. I mean, people talk about the crisis, but these guys actually paid over $700 million for advertising and downplaying the addictiveness of these products and how they're designed to addict people. And they have done tons and tons of market research looking at ways to make their product something that, you know, every American can access. And, you know, these are the people that are contributing to the drug war. And these are the people that are, you know, donating lots and lots of money to people like Jeff Sessions. And, you know, I really question a lot of the people in the Trump cabinet. Obviously, Jeff Sessions is up there with out-of-touch people. Now, you know, what's going to change it is big marijuana, big cannabis. Just like big pharma, you're going to have big cannabis, and there's lots and lots of money to be made. And I think the only way that you're going to see any kind of change, you know, I live in Texas, and I've always thought that, you know, it's going to be a cold day in hell before we see them rescind the laws against cannabis in this state. And, you know, they are pushing forward. They're looking at medical marijuana, pushing that to a vote. There's a huge lobby, big marijuana, and the pharmaceutical interests are there too in making this a product that people, I think, you know, can use as an alternative. And, you know, things do change. It takes a long time, and there's so many people that depend on this parasitic system. But, you know, that's the debate. You know, we talk so much about, you know, race relations. Why are race relations bad? Why are people treated badly? Because they live in poor areas. Because they have daily interactions with police officers, because crimes are being committed near them daily. So people, you know, feel like they're always being, you know, trampled by the cops, always being investigated. People in Beverly Hills, people in Malibu, Scottsdale, people that live in San Diego by and large probably don't feel like that, no matter what color they are. They might have other issues. Their neighbors might not like them if they're not liberal enough, but they're not dealing with the kind of oppressive police state that people in a lot of, you know, places around the country are. I mean, we're seeing what's happening to Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore, and I mean the amount of senseless violence, pointless violence, is ever accelerating. No matter how hard those laws on guns get, no matter how hard people like Jeff Sessions pull for, you know, the three strikes, you're out, redo. It's not changing the situation. So that bugs me. That bugs me a lot. Last week we found out that Libya, the U.S. rather, in Libya, has a secret base via a FOIA request. Now, I've been talking about, you know, Africa for a long time, and really since the inception of AFRICOM, when I became interested in the militarized mission in the African continent. But this base was just one of the many lily pad bases that operate under AFRICOM. It's significant because the base's existence was never announced to the public, and AFRICOM documents still don't reveal the exact status and size of the base. It's officially a non-permanent base, which appears to be how they managed to keep it secret. So these are, you know, these pop-up tent command centers that we spend billions of dollars annually in Iraq just powering. A lot of computers, a lot of batteries, a lot of diesel generators, not to mention all the people, the operators that are there on the ground. This appears to be one of many lily pad bases AFRICOM leaders have been talking about and wanting to set up across Africa, giving the U.S. military presence in several countries across the continent, allowing them to carry out airstrikes almost anywhere on a whim. And this is already accelerated under the Trump administration. Somalia is is a renewed interest point. So we can go through the ousting of Muammar Gaddafi, another Clinton State Department regime change done on behalf of the Keegans and at the interest of the European Union, the Euro, and the financiers that did not want to see a gold-backed dinar becoming a rival to the Euro in these previously enslaved French colonies. The French have a lot of interest and investment in Africa. Interestingly enough, we also have the bankrupting of Puerto Rico. Not getting a lot of big headlines here in the U.S., I mean, in the financial realm, but kind of a boring, uninteresting story. But when you look at Puerto Rico, it's the perfect example of what happens when you have a currency crisis and you have a debt crisis, and it culminates. So basically, the government has issued so much debt, it's unrepayable. They have officially filed for bankruptcy. Puerto Rico is a they're not a state of the United States. They're a territory. They have a congressman. They have a senator. They are not allowed to vote. Maybe that's good for politics. Can't blame me. I wasn't even allowed to vote. I mean, it makes it pretty easy for Puerto Rican politicians to kind of escape scrutiny. But at the same time, we have this country that is bankrupting. We saw that happen in Greece and the bailouts in 2008 and the austerity measures that came in under the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, and these other institutions that basically have, you know, indentured the Grecian people and, you know, have decimated and have created this huge transference of wealth from the people, you know, in an ownership society to now being renters paying almost, you know, 50 and sometimes up to 75% of their money to pay off debt. So you have this really bad situation. And the question always is, well, who loses? Do the people lose? Are the people of Puerto Rico going to lose? Or the bondholders and investors? This is just a sign of things to come in a completely inflated economy that we have globally. You know, this is in, I would say, one of the most inflated and just out of touch economies that we've probably ever seen. The amount of debt that the U.S. is accruing to the Federal Reserve. I mean, you know, that blows people's minds. You know, who do we owe all the money to? That's right. Who buys the bonds? Who is underwriting U.S. debt and U.S. imperial expansion? You know, the Chinese, other institutional investors, you know, and a lot of Japanese and Brazilian dollars are tied up there in U.S. Treasuries. Nonetheless, you know, it's distorted from reality to the point where, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't think people were really worried about paying off the debt. let's get the debt under control. You know, we just saw the passage of another funding government measure. We're hitting another ceiling, the debt ceiling, where you have to figure out some way to keep the government alive and all of these systems that people are dependent on. All of the many people on Social Security, and let's not forget the VA, which is the largest department in government. So, you know, what does this all mean? You know, the SEC, which is the Security Exchange Commission, that regulates financial transactions and investment banks and banking in general, they are now seeking new control over the Puerto Rican economy, giving them less autonomy, less independence. This is going to be a huge, huge issue for people that are trying to escape scrutiny by the SEC, primarily bankers and financial investors that have used Puerto Rico as a safe haven to escape all those financial regulations and requirements that are supposed to protect investors. We're seeing this mass exodus from the city of London. Now with the Brexit, Theresa May, and all of that, you know, where is the economy going to come from? That's kind of the question. When your economy depends completely on the financial sector and enjoying these these special rules and designations. You know, we talked a few weeks ago about the Shanghai Free Trade Corridor in China, where you know, you have a tax-free, tax-exempt status. Kind of like the U.S. airports. We'll talk about those. And, you know, a conspiracy theory that has been long out there that, well, the airlines will create a new system so that poor people will have to be treated like serfs and the rich will get this ultra-elite status that is coming to fruition. We'll talk about that on the other side. More to come. It's Blacklisted Radio.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Better than other people. Jared Kushner, this guy, oh man, took a lot of heat. We've been talking about the cash for residency scam, and the company owned by the family of senior White House aide Jared Kushner had a roadshow event in China where they're going to be seeking investors for an exchange to get U.S. citizenship. Something that is pretty scummy. Well, anyway, they've decided maybe not. They had a big real estate project, and one of the many, you know, things that has made Donald Trump pretty rich has been these foreign investors. As much as they talk about China, I mean, look at where a lot of those Trump products are made. Now, that's not to disparage Donald Trump. Not saying he's any worse or better. I'm just saying that's what it is. It's not an indictment. It's just a current observation of, international business and financialization, and you know, people that become billionaires, they do that. I mean, you have to work some deals. Anyway, airlines are suffering. Of course, we've heard all of the nightmare stories lately. People being pulled off, and just, you know, it's United Airlines just can't get a break. Well, anyway, a lot of people like myself don't want to go places on airlines because you always have that potential for being accosted by the TSA. Long lines, security checks, listening to people droning on and coughing on you. Well, there's a solution. Something that, you know, we always knew it would end up being, and that is where the ultra-rich have, and you already have that with private airports, you know, business airports and the like. But now LAX has a private terminal that allows the ultra-rich to basically mock debt serfs that are hauling luggage via these telescreens. This came from The Guardian. The guiltiest pleasure at Los Angeles International Airport's LAX is the new private terminal for mega-rich. It's not the plush, hushed privacy or the beds with comforters or the massages or the coordinated scented soap or the Willy Wonka-style array of chocolates and jelly beans of the Napa Valley Cabernet. It's the iPad that sits on the counter at the entrance with a typed little note. Here's a glimpse of what you're missing over there at the main terminal right now. So you can look at the people taking off their shoes and you know, being filled up by the TSA and you know, all of that kind of stuff, which, you know, just helps you appreciate it. I can imagine, you know, that there's, you know, really rich people that enjoy watching, I don't know, people like immigrant farmers pick fruit, something that seems really hard or horrible. Probably not that many, but I could see the allure of this and why people would enjoy, you know, just living the good life, chucking it up, and having, you know, this telescreen that shows you how the poor and non-privileged. You know, when it comes to privilege, like I said before, it's not necessarily the color of your skin, but it's about how many zeros you have in your bank account. Guys, gals, thank you for the time. I appreciate it so very much. Go to blacklistradio.com. Exclusive content, so much more. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that, and we do appreciate it. We do now our program every week, and glad to have you aboard and to be part of it. I will be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, Sanara.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This one. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.